Jack Greenlee wades through chest-high grasses, rushes, wild raspberries, and roses. He reaches for a clump of lacy plants with soft purple flowers. He yanks one out of the ground.
Got an extensive root system that's really, really big and woody. But the plant itself is about 6 feet tall, and these spikes of really beautiful light purple flowers, and lots of them, so very eye-catching.
It's purple loosestrife, and it's invading everywhere, including Johnson Creek in the Superior National Forest north of Duluth, Minnesota. The creek flows into a wetland here near a highway. This area is a favorite spot for mallards and other water birds, but Greenlee says the loosestrife could change that.
As the invasion of a marsh progresses, there's more and more loosestrife and fewer native marsh plants, and consequently fewer and fewer resources for waterfowl that might stop over there.
That's because loosestrife isn't on the menu for a mallard. Purple loosestrife is one of several plants that arrived in North America in grain shipments 100 years ago. They've been spreading across the continent since then. Some, like loosestrife, have also been grown in gardens.
It came from Europe, and there are different insects that eat the plant there, but when it's brought over here, the insects didn't come along, and so there's no insect predators, viruses, molds, and so consequently it's able to really, really thrive.
Because they have no natural predators, the exotic plants can shoulder aside the native ones. That can affect everything in the complex web of life.
Once they're there, typically, they're always going to be there. You really can't ever restore it truly to what it used to be because they're just so aggressive and hard to get rid of. So it's kind of a one-way street.
Greenlee is taking an inventory of all the non-native plants in the Superior National Forest. He says they usually show up along roads and other places where the land is already disturbed. People bring them, without knowing it, in their tires or their boats.
And here's another species up here that we're tracking. It's common tansy.
These kinds of exotic plants are causing a lot of problems around the Great Lakes. The remote parts of the Superior National Forest aren't too badly infested yet, so Greenlee is training a cadre of vigilantes to keep an eye out for non-natives, especially in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
Yeah, it's a large, pretty intact ecosystem without a lot of invasive species in it yet, and so it's a lot harder to get into. You know, there's not people driving down the road seeing these species, and so the more eyes who are recognizing these things, the better, basically.
So far, about a dozen people have volunteered, hikers and other people who enjoy the outdoors, people concerned about preserving the unique wilderness of the Boundary Waters. They spent a day learning how to recognize purple loosestrife, tansy, and the other invasive non-natives. Greenlee tells his recruits to report to him when they see some, or even to pull them up.
We've had patches of loosestrife pulled in the Boundary Waters before, and our seasonal wilderness crews revisit some of these sites and don't see them again after they have pulled them. So, yeah, I think when you have these small infestations, you can be effective.
Greenlee hopes next year more people will want to join his volunteer team and help him prevent a major infestation of non-native invasive plants in the Superior National Forest. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.